All right, so this is a question that and comment that I see a lot of in terms of your character. They're, you know, it's always positive and negative. I think that some think that you were responsible partially for, you know, introducing, or not introducing, but sort of responsible for the two fights between Kimbella and Chrissy, and then we have Kimbella and Erica, and you obviously explained, like, how that situation went down. What do you say to people that, you know, call you a troublemaker or say that you kind of start stuff and that you somehow innocently...
Even people that were like, oh, you're only about your fighting. You see, 10 minutes of a 24-hour day, mushed together, every episode takes 2 weeks to make almost. So when they come, they might not show up and be like, you know, I'm here for you, Jim. It doesn't matter how much money we have. We haven't made any money. It's a different amount of money. It doesn't matter. I'm still here. They don't show that. They show what's going to be compelling, what's going to be great. Now, how compelling would it have been if, you know, Kim would have taken Kimberly to the side in the bathroom and told us not to run the camera? Would you have had us tuned in for 3.9 million views? Like, people have been starting to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. It would have been great if Kim told him in the bathroom with no cameras around. But with 3.9 million people tuned in, if that fight didn't happen.
Right.
Now, was that fight like something that was good? Did it look good? Hell no. Of course not. But I didn't throw a punch. And Emily, what you guys also ask me, Emily invited me and Kim to a party at my cherry party. They never said what the party was. They never said what it was for. So we did not know what the hell we were walking into. We didn't know this was like an emancipation party, I'm leaving a sad party.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know this.
Right.
And I know Kim had intended to tell her anyway, just because she wasn't hanging around being shifty.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, Emily was found out regardless, and what you were also going to see is Emily said, Kim, I've seen you nothing at home before, and I've seen pictures in her phone of you. And she said that to her.
Right.
But they cut that out as well. But there's a lot that goes into, you know, these shows, and if I'm not throwing a punch, and if I'm not sitting there saying, yo, you should be up, how could you say I orchestrated something? I mean, how would I ever know Chris is going to take a spin? That's a toy. So I'm not